Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the internet, electricity, and mind power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello everyone and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday, this is TGIF Radio, so goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. Well, I fucked that up, but I remembered which microphones to turn on. So.
It's all good, good enough.
Mmm, cranberries and vodka.
I'm so tired. Is it your fucking period? No.
Is this what makes...
No, The Departed, come on. Every time Leo orders cranberry juice...
I was about to ask what that was.
He orders cranberry juice and bars, and everybody that's there asks him, is it your fucking period?
He fucks that guy up.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
He grabs it, just smashes the guy in the face, and just beats the hell out of him.
Ben was huffing gasoline all day.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, no. Not focused on me too much, but... why were you huffing gasoline?
We were just working on there. There was a cultivator with a gas leak, so we had to like basically drain all the gas. Mm. We had to do that by siphoning.
Now, so did you suck it out yourself?
No, I didn't. Grandpa did. Grandpa,
couldn't you
got
just get like a hand pump and just start getting to go from there?
That's
some
way bellows.
Too organized for that type of thing.
You just get like
we just got it like a dirty hose and just sucked it out.
You could jerry rig it with some duct tape and a water bottle.
Yeah, but that's so much work you can just stick it in.
Why put all the effort into jerry-rigging it when you can look just like a badass motherfucker?
You don't have to drink the gasoline.
I know that.
You give it like 5 short sucks, and then you like let go before any of the gasoline.
Yeah, but inevitably somebody gets into your lungs.
Well, I mean, you're huffing it already because it feels good, so.
It's too late for you at this point.
Yeah.
You already have cancer. Just give up.
Yeah, I mean... My lungs are 50 proof, so it's fine.
Now, well, that between that and your cigarettes, I don't think you really. Maybe it'll cancel it out.
So I'm actually scared to smoke because I don't want my body to combust. You know,
your lungs to literally ignite.
I will just die. I will spontaneously combust and turn to ash. It'll be great.
Now, as I understand it, a cultivator is a machine that
cultivates.
Well, farms.
It's a tiny tractor.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Look up an IH cultivator.
International Harvester.
Cultivator.
Yeah. But it's just like...
Oh, wow.
Okay, now I have to...
I'm looking at the...
That. Something like that.
Nobody can
just
hear you.
Just this thing
Ben,
on the side?
Yeah. That, it's all that stuff on the side. You drag it through the rows and...
And then it just rips all the stuff out?
It rips everything except for the plants out. It has like a gap, so you have to basically lean over to your side and give yourself like a neck cramp. And a lot of them are offset, kind of like the engine's over here, but you're facing this way. It's really weird.
What the hell?
Yeah, they're
like, you got to be a contortionist to be a farmer.
They're funky
now?
Looking sons of bitches. I'm going to find a picture of one on here just to show you.
Because this ain't no real cultivator that I'm looking at.
Huh? No, that's a basic bitch model of a cultivator. That's like a cultivator if you're a little girl. Want to sit straight.
You need hardcore farmers.
That's the pumpkin spice cultivator, basically.
Yeah, exactly. This is what I drive.
Oh.
Okay.
It's kind of set to the side. There's a bunch of shit on it.
That looks like something that when you honk the horn, it goes a ooga.
Yeah. Except the one I was working on is from like... 1960, 70, something like that. It's really fucking old.
Awesome.
So
still runs like a champ, though, I'm sure.
Oh, dude, yeah. Well, I mean, they revamped it like 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
So,
but it's easy to do, right?
So now it runs pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're simple, too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you said, you can just revamp it whenever you want.
Are they that simple? I thought they'd just be just as complicated as a car.
Well, no. It's from the 60s, and so therefore, mechanically, they'd be relatively simple.
Back then, things were really basic. Like tractors... Old tractors are easy because they're all mechanical. There's no electronics. There's no nothing too fancy. Everything
is made out of steel.
Yeah.
Weighs 50 pounds.
And they're not very big either. They're pretty small. So you can
even
get,
like the,
all up around it.
Even like the throttle lines are all just mechanical linkages.
Yeah, you can see like you move the throttle and it'll like you can watch it go into the engine.
It's always fun to watch that stuff.
Yeah.
It's like going to one of those, like a farmer's market or something, and there's always that one area
has like the 150-year-old or 110-year-old stuff.
Yeah, like the, just the wheel that spins and turns a belt and pumps water. Yeah,
it turns like a cloth rubber hybrid belt.
Honestly, my grandpa walks through that part of the fair every year.
Oh, yeah.
Every year he went, he'd always go and check that part out because he really liked seeing like the old stuff.
Yeah, it's cool. And you get that smell of the two-stroke engines burning very, very inefficiently.
Yeah.
Everybody's huffing that gas.
Mixing diesel and gasoline to run the tractors.
And the lubricant was mixed in with the fuel.
Oh, yeah, because fuck it. I mean,
well,
because,
it was a single injector, so you just would inject the fuel and the lubricant all at the same time, so you would be burning lubricant.
One of the things we were siphoning oil gas into had oil in it. I was like, oh, yeah, there's still stuff, and he was like, fuck, it's fine. Just like, yeah, so this thing just runs off of bunker fuel. Cool.
Oh, man, the 40s were a simpler time, weren't they?
Yeah.
Some dude at work was telling me how when the way that he used to kill weeds, he never bought Roundup or nothing. He just poured diesel on his lawn.
Fucking
that, well, it works. It works in the same.
It do it.
Yeah.
It works in the same way that burning your house down gets rid of the bug infestation.
I mean, fuck those bugs, wipes literally to the war, bitch.
It took care of the problem, but it literally killed everything else in the process.
Scorched earth effect to home.
Basically, it's the.
Sometimes it's just so bad you have to just fucking burn it down and start over.
Sometimes when you just look at your you look at your problems, you just go, yep, get the gas out. Fuck it.
Well, this seems like the most logical solution.
I'm pregnant. All right, bitch. Get the gas.
Any problem in the world can be solved by the proper application of plastic explosives.
Love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Yes.
Although napalm, I hear, is actually pretty easy to eat.
Yeah, very.
Styrofoam gasoline, yeah.
That's it? I too have seen Fight Club.
Do they lay out that recipe in Fight Club?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
No, there's actually more efficient ways of making napalm. It burns better and sticks better if you make it in other methods, which I don't want to go into on the show.
Add Gorilla Glue. Yeah.
That does help, too, because it's flammable and adhesive.
Add some super glue. Add some Elmer's glue. Add some wood glue. That shit ain't never coming off.
Yeah, but then it probably doesn't burn as well.
What? Come on. What? Are you saying, oh, yeah, Elmer's glue, I guess, isn't that flammable. No. It'd be overpowered by the other glues.
Possibly.
Yeah. And while you're at it, you could huff a lot of glue.
Oh, yeah.
Also throw in a good Sharpie, old Sharpie for good use.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because I found one of the Sharpies that you can still huff at work.
Good God.
They had it in the drawer in the cash office.
Oh, man. How do you know that
it's... did you quietly go into the back corners?
No, I was like, I'm like, yep, that's one of them. Okay, I put the cap back on, put it in the drawer.
Yeah, that's
the
that's
only
huffable.
Respite
oh,
from
God.
The monotony of daily life. Sharpies.
Well, how do you think I get through to work? No, just
can you just tell by the smell that it gets
sometimes,
you
sometimes, yeah.
Okay, but what other... What
same
other...
way that you can tell it's genuine cocaine by tasting it.
Oh, yeah. No. And I don't think pearls.
I don't think that that's
huffing
the
huffing chemicals gets you the same type of high.
I'm not saying it gets me high, but I can tell that it's the right ones.
You know that, yeah.
This is the good stuff.
Because you get a headache and you
slightly want. You just tell what that
more.
Smells like because we all smelled it as a kid, so.
Yeah.
God damn it. Well, I mean, the lowest you can go with that is huffing paint.
Mm.
Definitely. That's just the lowest common denominator.
Trying to get some lead in my lungs, yo.
Oh, yeah. But not even that. Like, people just taking spray cans and just putting it in a paper bag and then breathing that in.
Yeah, I've heard of doing that.
That was
you
on want fucking...
some Jenkum?
What the fuck is Jenkum?
It's when you, like, put a bunch of shit in a jar and let it ferment and then huff it.
Oh, God.
That sounds terrible.
It sounds awful, yeah.
The American dream.
USA. USA.
Land of the free, home of the people who invented the recipe to cook meth inside of a Gatorade bottle. I think that can be directly attributed to...
Florida.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
cooking meth in a roadside hotel coffee pot. That's why my dad always said never use the coffee pots.
I was about to
say,
your dad was always super paranoid about that. He's like, I do not think that every hotel room was
used
as a mobile meth lab.
No. In nicer places, he's like, yeah, you don't have to worry about it. But if it's like some like cheap like a roadside motel, I wouldn't trust it.
Yeah, sniff the inside of that coffee pot.
And lick the burner.
Just use some instant...
Man, this coffee's hitting me a bit harder than normal. Oh, I'm going to go do push-ups in the kitchen.
Now. Wait, I burned this place down.
Why is my face itch so much? This God, fucking good
be,
coffee.
Must be all this fucking skin. Ah!
Is that how the meth heads get the sores on them? Is from
they start,
itching?
Yep, they start scratching because there's actually a lot of times when you're coming down from it, sometimes you'll think that you see like bugs or you feel like there's insects
the
crawling
bugs,
all
man.
Over your skin or just
like
under your
under
skin.
Oh,
so you're trying to claw. To
I would get, claw those sons of bitches out.
Yeah, that's what you think. You're trying to claw them out and you end up breaking through your skin trying to claw out these insects.
I'm very much reminded of that one scene from The Mummy where the beetle crawls under the skin.
Dude,
yeah, that's some freaky shit to watch when you're
11. I saw that. Like, I saw only that scene when I was a kid.
That was the first scene of
The
Mummy
for years.
I remember watching that. I came in right about that scene.
Yeah, you just walk in, you're like, oh,
I mean,
no.
That being said, I stayed until the end of the movie, but because I was like, oh. Okay, but that was the scene that stuck with me the most. I was like, well, that's...
You experienced intrigue rather than complete horror.
Dude, the
intrigue and slight horror, but... Mm-hmm.
The drunk brother in that movie, The Mummy, you know, the British guy?
Right.
Yeah.
I can't watch him in anything without seeing him in Spartacus.
I can't watch anything without thinking of him in The Mummy.
He's in Spartacus?
Dude, have you not seen Spartacus?
I know that there are just, like, dicks and butts everywhere.
It is so much more than that.
Yeah,
you need to watch both of you need to watch Spartacus. Like, it is fantastic.
I'm going through Miami Vice right now, so
dude, no. Stop watching things that are like 10 season long.
It's only five seasons.
Watch Spartacus.
It's only five seasons long. And
how many seasons is Spartacus, huh?
There's
and
four.
It's still ongoing though, isn't it?
No, it's over.
Spartacus will never end. Is Spartacus
Everybody knows how Spartacus ended.
Everybody died.
I'd rather just watch the Charles Heston movie.
No, man, you gotta watch.
Which I actually have.
Good.
I haven't watched it before, but
there's drama. There's Romans being Romans. There's boobs.
There's
full dong. They hang full dong.
Other than those last
multiple
two,
multiple times.
Other than
they
those last
in
two,
Game of Thrones too. Hodor Very... hangs dong in the first season.
Yeah.
The first season is the worst for all that kind of stuff, for nudity and sex and that stuff. Season two has a little bit, and then about season three on, it's like...
They just stopped giving a fuck.
There's like a scene or two throughout the season. That's it.
But it'll be necessary. It won't be like...
Right,
a,
it's not just gratuitous
like
it was in the first two.
Look, there's boys. No, it's like, oh, yeah, no. Like, they're in a brothel.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll make a note of saying that they're in there, and you might see like the back of somebody quickly running out of a room.
Some like ass or something, yeah.
Yeah, but that's about it.
Those rare moments when an ass advances the plot. It's amazing.
Versus in the first two seasons, they would just intentionally just have a scene in a brothel just so they could have a bunch of naked people everywhere.
To, you know, draw in the viewers from the beginning.
Exactly.
Rake them in.
Which is why I like the latter seasons better. Because not as much stupid gratuity.
And they had so much money.
Yeah. Now that they had all the...
HBO's just like,
Speaking of which, did you hear about with Game of Thrones going on?
What?
Season 7 is getting delayed until summer.
Oh, okay.
And it's only going to be 7 episodes long
for
Season 7. Because they're trying to basically tighten it down. Because if you watch season 6,
we're trying
to
get a season 8 so we can make.
No, they've already confirmed
that.
Yeah. No, I'm getting there.
Oh, Christ.
No. Because they've already finished. They've already said where they were going to end it. They said that season 7 is going to be 7 episodes long.
Mm-hmm.
And then season 8 is going to be, I think, 4 or 5 episodes long.
Ooh.
Which means probably the season 8 is just going to be one giant fucking battle.
Season 8 is going to be like the end.
It's going to be the end time battle, basically, between the free peoples, the North, the armies of the South, all joining together against...
And the Irish.
No, but first there's going to
be...
First
it's
going to
be...
No, okay,
I'm
just
not
stop talking about Game of Thrones. I haven't seen it. We'll discuss
it
tomorrow.
Okay, season 6 does a really good job... All I'm going to tell you is season 6 does a really good job of consolidating a lot of the stories together.
Yeah. I've seen that everybody, like, even in the beginning, everybody's starting to, like...
And by the end of season 6, there's, like, only about, like, 5 or 6 different threads, because everybody else is kind of clumped together by
this
point.
That's good, because I was tired of them bouncing around.
Between, like, 20 stories, like, in season 2 and 3. Yeah.
Fuck me.
And the best way to consolidate these stories is by...
Fucking
killing
everybody, which is, like, the opening two episodes of season...
Stop talking.
You've watched Game of Thrones enough that people fucking die right
know.
And left.
The first episode, like, 4 people died, and I was just like, ah, oh, God.
Oh, that's right, you watched episode 1.
I saw up to where Renee...
I've seen a lot of season 1.
Take your headphones off.
No, we're talking about season episode 1
of
season
ears.
6. Okay, just do our
of 6.
The one person doing the one thing to the
I've
one person.
I've seen to where
it's Jacob Marley.
Plug your goddamn ears. Man bun wakes up.
Oh yeah. Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was in episode 2.
No, it's like end it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It is end of 2, I think.
Yeah. So you must cuz
end
only
of
1
seen the 2.
End of 1 she takes off the necklace. End of 2 he wakes up.
Yeah.
So,
all right. So based
Dude,
on what
no,
little I heard, this necklace has the ability to put people to sleep. Wow,
no,
this is
you have
some...
no idea.
No, you know, when the guy, the bastard,
which one,
the real bastard,
Jon Snow,
which one? Oh yeah, that's right. Technically, they're both
Jon Snow.
Both terms.
Okay. Oh, okay. The person that everybody hates
when
the,
he does
the one
dad.
That created Reek. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
When he does his dad, dude.
I knew that was coming.
I nearly shit my
I knew that was
no,
coming.
No, dude, I had no idea. I was just like, oh, he's showing genuine support for
no, it's
his
more
dad.
Of, it's more
just,
of,
bam.
It's
oh,
more of
shit.
When he had his wife come in to see the dogs.
Dude, no, I knew that was coming.
I knew that was coming, too,
he,
but
he
that
was... he was cleaning house, man. Oh, yeah. He was just like, nope. Come here, bitch.
We can do this way too much. We talk way too much about Game of Thrones without saying a single damn thing. It's great.
I'm so fucking lost right now. You could be talking about Desperate Housewives. And
you
I'm
realize what the solution
know.
To all this is, right?
To watch it.
Watch yes. Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but no, it's great.
Oh, God, I know. I have to watch it. It's
the Battle of Bastards is probably one of the best episodes of the series, if not the best.
Don't tell me anything about it, because I already know way too much, and I don't know anything.
People die.
Yeah, no shit.
That's my... Go to
I already know who's
die.
Gonna win. Like they can't.
Well, yeah,
yeah. But still, I want to watch it for like the yeah. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
Am I? Just
so. How about them Padres? Oh no, I got something. I got something to talk about. You guys yeah. watched Trump last night?
Nope.
I didn't watch what? A lot of it. I watched some.
I saw the end of it.
So,
dude, funniest moment of that entire thing, very end. Mm-hmm. Trump dialed it down. For his usual, like,
that's
ridiculous
asshole
self. No, man.
Not as many thumbs up as usual.
Well, no, he wasn't, like...
He wasn't as crazy, bigoted,
yeah,
racist.
Yeah, exactly. He was a lot
self.
More like, we need to come together. We need to stop being, like, the divided Republican Party. Like, that sort of thing. He was, like, consolidating, you know? He's hunkering down for the fight. Anyway, at the very end, he brings his whole family out, which is, like... Met like his sons in suits and yeah. fancy shit like that, and
which
then just
his
like
son, one of his sons is literally named Baron.
Yeah,
bitch. I anyway. Shit you not.
Anyway, and his fuck sons off. All look like creepy gremlins.
Yeah,
but he brings head. Out his like lineup of like Russian supermodel daughters, and there's just like just five or six babes just out on the out on the stage, and then like here comes Mike Pence with his like plain ass like. Indiana oh, wife, like just like super like normal average mediocre family wife, and it's just like
that's just reminding him where his place is.
Exactly, it's like here's the VP and his average wife, and here's Donald Trump with like
look at his massive amount of superiority.
Yeah, with all of the Russian beauty.
All of his did all of his kids look adopted? Because I haven't seen them. Well,
they all looked at, like the youngest son came out first, and he just looked shell shocked. He just looked like he did not know what
his,
he was doing.
His youngest
there.
Son does basically look like an 8-year-old Donald Trump.
That dude looked like a zombie.
I think they have the same hair and everything.
He looked like legitimate zombie. He was just standing out there, and like Trump was like poking and prodding, like pointing at stuff for him. He was just like just nothing, just blank slate.
There's so many people. Man, that's gonna be fucking.
Dude, it's weird.
Weird ass childhood.
For I'm ready game. For. I'm ready for the Hillary one though. I'm
oh,
I'm
it's gonna be such a shit show.
I'm yeah. waiting. No, what I'm waiting for is the first Hillary Trump debate.
Yeah, that's gonna be so good.
I'm gonna get
oh
so smashed.
I will definitely
dude,
re-recording
can we,
that.
Can we please do Trump Watch? Because I did Trump Watch back when he was on SNL.
No, when they have the first debate coming up, we need to all get together. Yeah, Trump. when they have their first debate, we need to get together
and
just
get
smashed. Yeah.
Up. God, if it doesn't end in a slap fight, I'm gonna be so disappointed.
Wait, between us or between them?
Between Trump and Hillary, it'd be so fucking great.
Yeah.
And just American politics summarized. Burn the country now. It. Needs to happen.
It'll be funny if, like, after the third debate, he, like, all of a sudden is like, yeah, you're right, and so I'm out.
Goddamn.
And just because...
That ain't gonna fucking happen.
That's not
I mean,
happen.
He's only been her financier for, like, the last 20 years.
It's too late. It's too late.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying is that's our options right now is basically we have Hillary or her financier.
Yeah.
Because Trump has donated millions and millions of dollars to the Clintons all the way back to Bill.
Yep.
For campaigns.
He was an original supporter of Bill, I think.
Yeah. It's only within like the last just this election cycle that oh suddenly he's now a Republican.
Because you know he had to try and get in on a platform that would
accept
let
craziness.
Him do stuff. Yeah,
let him be fucking insane.
Well, then again, look at the Democrats' choice, and that's not insanity.
That's fucking stupid. Hillary Clinton yeah. Hillary Clinton has been working her entire life to become president.
Yeah,
every move she's made, everything she's done has been,
and she fucked the entire world basically to do it.
Yep. And how is her getting what she wants going to be good for America?
It won't
no,
be.
That's the thing I keep saying is whenever people talk about the election is no matter who wins, America loses.
Oh yeah, no, there's no good outcome.
It's like Alien versus Predator.
People are trying
actually
to...
that was the tagline for that movie, wasn't it? Whoever wins, we lose.
Which one's the alien?
Donald, definitely.
Donald's the alien. Well, technically, he's more both unkillable. Aliens.
I mean, Donald's not an alien. The toupee on his head is actually a parasite.
The toupee That's on his head is always say, been
And also, there. I guess Hillary probably has acid for blood. And
yeah. Dude, you guys know Trump is 70?
Huh. Yeah, dude, yeah. He's fucking old.
He's old as shit. I had no idea, man. He looks 50.
Well, when you have that much money, you can afford surgeries and tanning and all that kind of
Christ.
Shit.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Weird as hell.
Because, I mean, looking at him, you'd think 50?
I'd think maybe late
50s.
Yeah,
I thought 50. Like late 50s, 50, early 60s. Maybe. Like,
it's not unreasonable to guess that.
Because his hair's still, like, orange.
No, which means he's actually almost the same age as the burn.
What?
He's almost the same age as Bernie, because Bernie's what, 76?
Bernie's old as fuck, yeah.
76? Hang on.
76 or 78.
And here's another question. Who is the oldest president?
Oh,
shit, I forget that, but I knew it at one point, but I don't remember it now.
It wasn't Ike, but...
Oh, God, no.
Who the fuck was it?
Reagan.
It wasn't Reagan.
No. Wait a minute. List of presidents of the United States by age.
Not current age. Age at time of...
Presidency, yeah.
Age at...
Kennedy got the youngest, right?
Yep.
Oh, let's do...
was the close second.
Yeah, he was only like 40, right?
Kennedy was 40 or 38, and Obama, I think, was 42.
Yeah.
Should I do age at inauguration?
Yes.
So it was Reagan. He was under 70 years old.
Well, yeah, because he obviously did his whole acting thing, and then he became governor of California for a while.
That's true, yeah.
And then after governor of California in the early 80s, he became the president in 1980.
So Trump would replace Reagan as the oldest president if he won.
Yeah, for an inaugural age.
Mm-hmm. Go figure. Who was the youngest? Well, Kennedy.
Kennedy's
youngest. Second oldest, though, is William Henry Harrison, a.k.a. the guy who did an hour and a half long speech after he was inaugurated, pneumonia, and then died a month later.
Yeah. Shortest presidency ever.
Poor dude.
Fucking idiot.
God damn. Don't fucking stand out in the rain and do your shit.
And then you get other presidents like Roosevelt, who literally gets shot taking a speech. He continues the speech for an hour, and then he's like, well, I need to go to a doctor now.
He's like, I am pleading a fucking lot. Oh, fuck.
Update, actually. Kennedy was not the youngest to be inaugurated.
Wait, who was the youngest?
Theodore Roosevelt.
Really?
Hey. He was 42 years old.
Our boy Teddy.
Yeah, Teddy.
Teddy was a badass.
He should be on fucking money.
Taft was still the homie.
Taft, he was always a homie.
Taft was the Biggie Smalls of the president. Just a big, fat motherfucker.
If he knew what rap was, he would spit some fire.
Yeah. But no, Teddy was our biggest badass of a president ever.
He was just like anger, the president.
I mean, there was... When he would have foreign dignitaries over, he would have them come over to the White House. He had a room that was dedicated that they would lay out wrestling mats, and he would literally wrestle and fight foreign dignitaries.
Yeah, he'd just be like, all right, bitch, welcome to America. Fuck you.
Yeah.
We're going to settle this with... Fucking
and then when
parkour.
They'd get done, they'd basically, well, yeah, and then they'd be like, okay, let's go have dinner. Come on over to the next room.
Goddamn awesome.
Dude was a total badass.
There's a picture
God,
of
family relations that knew him.
There's a picture of his taxidermy kit, one of his many hobbies, I guess.
Yeah.
On stuffing decorations.
I guess so, yeah.
That and beating grizzly bears to death with his pinky.
I wouldn't put it past him.
No. I mean, he probably would just go out like shirtless into the Rockies and just be like, come at, smear himself in honey and go
just
punch.
Angrily wink himself until they showed up.
Smear himself in honey, shirtless, and just go beat the shit out of every grizzly bear he could find.
So I just went to wrestle bears. Fuck all you.
I got to touch a baby bear recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was at the, what was it? Well, West Coast Safari Game Park, I think. They call it.
Yeah.
Isn't that down towards like Northern Cal?
Yeah, kind of close.
I think I've seen that. Mm-hmm. I've seen signs for it before.
You drove past the sign. It's got like a big tiger on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we stopped by there.
Nice.
How was it? It was soft.
Yeah, tell me about your California road trip.
Yeah, man. You never really talked about that at all.
Dude, it was fucking awesome. Let me find the map really quick.
It looks dope. Like,
yeah.
Is that where you got the idea for the I-1? The
no, the highway. I've had that idea for years.
Okay, because I think we should do
the Interstate 1 road trip.
I really want to do that.
Interstate 1 is a fucking awesome drive.
We were talking about it'd be cool to do like a Top Gear style challenge. Like we all get like, you know, $1,500 convertibles and drive down Highway 101 until it meets up with Highway 1, then drive down the coast Highway 1 down to, where did we say we would stop in? Like San Diego? Or
or maybe LA.
I'd rather go all the way down. I'd rather skip LA. personally.
Or just go down the coast.
Yeah, just go down the coast until we got to, like, San Diego or...
And then go to Vegas.
Santa Barbara or something like that.
We can just cut across to Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to Vegas.
And then we sell the cars down there and then use the money to buy a ticket back home.
Sell the cars for gambling money.
There you go.
Hey, baby. Let's make it rich.
Say we sell our $1,500 cars for $5,000. We get a ticket over to Vegas. See, you and know then from Vegas to... home, and we just have another $500 to gamble with.
You know what you could buy for $1,500? A used limo.
Nah, really?
Yeah,
yeah. That doesn't surprise me. Like a 1980s, like an 89 town car.
Because yeah,
there's no market for them.
Where's the second market for used limos? There's not a fucking thing, especially old ones. So the older they get, the less they're worth.
Yeah,
so
you, and like an 89
registration wise, they're just a really long town car.
Yeah. Yeah, technically they are just a town
car. So you could just be cruising down like the freeway.
I wouldn't want to go on Highway 1 in a limo. Holy shit. That, yeah, those corners, no.
That'd be intense. You'd be like cutting two lanes just every time you turn. Just, I'm sorry.
Causing a traffic jam literally at every corner.
Do I have to type in the whole fucking like word limousine for results to come up?
I would just put it in limo.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
I looked this up once and I found really cheap ones.
Yeah. Are you on Craigslist?
Yeah.
Yeah. 1966 Cadillac limousine, $5,000.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, for a 60s Caddy limo.
That's pretty good.
That's great.
It's not a stretch, though. It's just a plain. Like, are you thinking a stretch or?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you not think a stretch? Wait, what's a Caddy limo that isn't a stretch?
Just a normal Cadillac.
I don't know. This one. Yeah, this is just a plain old Cadillac.
Dude, that's nice as fuck. That's only nice $5,000.
That's five grand.
Is it just like slightly longer than normal?
I don't know.
It's probably just, they're the biggest car they made at the
time. Dude, that car is sick as fuck.
It's got a V8.
Why would you not like that?
Chrome and stainless trim are good. Paint is not.
So it needs a paint job.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And it's got a V8 in it in good condition.
It has cruise control.
Yeah.
That's weird.
All Fleetwood
back when being
trim.
A Cadillac actually meant something.
Dude, that's a sick ass Cadillac.
It has a division window.
What's a division?
The, you know,
what?
Like the divider.
Yeah.
Dude, I would smash that out immediately.
God, no.
I would take a hammer to that.
No, you got to keep that shit so you can give your enemies rides, and then you close it, and then you just toss like some tear gas in the back.
Well, that and you have the little button that locks their doors and disables their door handles. Yeah, and then just have like a smoke bomb go off in the back seat.
Yeah, dude, $5,000 for a 60s Cadillac. That's not bad.
No.
Let's see.
It drives like an absolute boat.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a fucking barge, but...
A 2001 Cristal limousine. It is a stretch.
Cristal.
140,000 miles on it, $4,800.
Hey, for $2,000, I found a 71 Cadillac limo in Battleground.
There you go,
hey!
$2,000.
Oh, $2,199, 91 Lincoln Town Car stretched limo.
Tony, man, they're cheap as hell. Like, why would you... Yeah.
So they're just giving them... They just became not practical for the owner anymore, and...
Well, I mean, what are you going to use after... Like, you've driven this limo for, like, 3 years, and you're getting a new one. Wow, what do you do with
96 Lincoln Town Car, a 100 feet long stretch limo, $3,500.
100 feet long. Good God.
What? Let me see the picture.
It's upside down.
Fucking what?
The picture is literally upside down.
Because you were balling that hard. Actually, it's in Australia.
No, it's in Southeast Portland. Close enough.
It's also known as Little Australia.
Little Aussie.
There you go.
Little Aussie.
Little Aussie, yeah. Little Auckland.
Yeah. No, that's New Little Zealand, you douche.
I know. Little Sydney.
Little Sydney.
Because you got to have it named after a town.
Yeah. Well, right, no, you don't.
That's true. I'm thinking like Little Sicily.
There's a Little Sicily?
Not in Portland, but there is in other areas. There's Chinatown, Little Italy.
Yeah, but see, Chinatown is the exception to that rule of having to name it after a city. Because what the fuck city are you going to pick?
It's never
all
Little
China.
Chinatown, it's just Chinatown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, honestly, San Francisco's Chinatown, which is like the biggest Chinatown in the country, not that great.
No? But I bet you can buy monkey there.
Dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's so many different weird food shops.
They got monkey.
And it's like, oh God, how, I want to Google it. How many square feet is San Francisco Chinatown?
Because
it's massive.
Half the city.
And literally every single shop that you go into is like floor to ceiling, like wall to wall, everything stuffed full.
Man,
I've only been to San Fran once.
It's actually a pretty cool town.
I do not like it.
It depends on where you go.
Yeah, we should go down and stay in a youth hostel there. That's what we should.
Yeah. Well, because Ghirardelli Factory is in San Fran, which is great.
Never been there.
Alcatraz.
I have no idea.
I've seen it from the
beach. It's so awesome. It's totally worth the money to go out.
Is it? Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like
the various different piers are great for cool things to go look at.
I have no idea what the square footage of Chinatown is. There's like no ready statistics for this.
Okay.
This is weird. I'm looking at it on Google Maps, though, and it's like a exact rectangle.
Huh.
I don't think that's how that actually works.
Maybe it is.
It might be.
But honestly, between like California and little authentic areas to go to that are some sort of other culture, Alvera Street in Los Angeles is way cooler.
What's Alvera?
Alvera Street is a place, a section of Mexican style market.
Okay.
And there's like all sorts of different stands and little carts and everything. It's like a giant Saturday market, but like all of Hispanic stuff.
Yeah.
Like there was literally, I remember around like a fountain, there was literally a mariachi band playing around the fountain.
That's so sick. That's awesome.
In full gear and everything. Yeah, my grandparents, whenever we'd go down to see him in California, we'd always take the train into Los Angeles. There's a station like 3 blocks away from Alvera Street, so we'd always take like the Amtrak in there or some sort of train in there. That way we didn't have to fight traffic and just walk to Alvera Street, wander around, and then wander back. And all the prices are like dirt cheap. Like you buy like a legit pair of alligator boots for like $50.
Oh, shit. If you can buy that for $50... Imagine how cheap it would be to rent a mariachi band for a while.
Well, then also a lot of those types of places are all negotiable prices too, so you could be like,
oh, yeah. You can haggle them down.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
I honestly hate haggling. I can't stand it.
It's kind of fun.
I do not like haggling at all.
The thing is, if I think it's a fair price, I'm not going to bother haggling to begin with. Like when we were at the, I love the song. I know the song. I can't think of the name of it though.
Sound of Silence?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Fuck, I knew.
I'm just playing mariachi band version.
It's mariachi version of Sound of Silence.
Fuck yeah.
I knew that's what it was. Anyways.
That's fucking weird.
When Teresa and I were at the Portland Jazz Festival or Blues Festival for 4th of July,
yeah.
There's this one place that had, actually there was two things we ended up buying from. There's one that was like all sorts of like handmade glass and pottery art items. We found like a really nice napkin holder. It was like $5.
Nice.
We're like, okay, that's a good price. And then there was another place that had like big like tapestries. It was like a 5-foot by 4-foot tapestry. So it was a good full sized one, and it was like $19. I'm like, I'm not even gonna bother haggling because that's a good price.
Yeah, like
and if I feel like if I haggle them down, it's just gonna be insulting.
Yeah,
because haggling is like a thrill, right?
It can be. Well, the thing is, you're saving. You don't have to spend more money than you have to.
Yeah, you just argued the price down
and
for some reason.
A lot of those types of places, it's like any sort of like posting on Craigslist is they post it higher than they're willing to accept. You offer them lower than what you're willing to pay, and you meet in the middle.
Yeah. It's a game.
So fun.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun one.
Playing it.
Oh.
I can't even, no. I don't think I've ever haggled. Now that really? I think about it.
I've done it before, but I'm not good at
it. I usually start out about 20% lower than what they ask. 15 to 20% lower. So if it's like $20, I'll offer them 15.
And then they tell you to fuck off, and then
offer like $15, $16. I'm like, okay, you know, well, can you come down at all? And then sometimes they'll come down like $19, and then you just bullshit back with forth with them a little bit, and you get a good deal. Plus, it's kind of fun, because then you're, you know, I don't know.
It seems like it could be pretty aggressive, though.
It can be.
Because it is.
Some people fucking love it. I met this British guy.
My dad absolutely goes nuts. My dad loves haggling and going for a deal.
I can't stand that shit, man.
And actually,
people who just get like way too into it, you're like, dude.
The other thing to do would be sometimes for doing those types of things is to bundle a couple things together. That's actually when I was
like, all right, I'll give you 30,
I actually got a couple parts that I got a couple parts at a gun show one time for a project I was working on. It was $110 for one part and $25 for the other. I was like, okay, can you say both these guys together, which would be what, $135? Like both these together for $110. And they're like, okay. Because I was like, you know, I can order the stuff online for a little bit less than what you're selling it for, but I don't want to have to wait for it. So I'll give you a little bit more money for it.
That might be like the hardest part of haggling for me is like, because it seems like they're like really sad when you finally do
settle on
something.
Well, because they want more, as much money as they can, because that's what their livelihood sometimes is dependent on. But it's like, I'll be like, you know, look, I can order this online and have it at my house in 7 days, or I can get it here now and you can get some money. That's what the benefit of the internet is, too, is you can...
Wave prices in their faces. Like, do you want me to be local or do you want me to go somewhere else, bitch?
I was like, look, it's cash money here today. It's not much less you have to take home. It's, you know, and then I can get it today. Everybody wins.
You guys are monsters.
I've actually done that a couple times at Walmart with price matching Walmart.com.
Nice. Oh, my God.
No, their policy is that they don't even match price match Walmart.com. And so I've gone there. I'm like, look, here is your Walmart.com price. Says pick up in store today. If you want, I can order it online and wait an hour and come pick it up from you guys, and you guys can lose a sale, or you can just lower the price down for me. They'll be like, one time they're like, oh, well, we can't do that. I'm like, okay, then I'll just order it online, be back in about an hour. They're like, oh, well, hang on, let me call my manager and ask. That's actually one of the best negotiation or haggling tactics. It's
like, fine, I'm just going to go.
Yeah,
just leave
is
it. Fuck you.
The being able and willing to walk away.
Yeah, just being like, eh.
Because right. That's guaranteeing that person doesn't get any money.
Well, focusing on this Walmart thing because I fucking hate them.
Yeah.
What if we could take this haggling thing to haggling in quotes because you're in a Walmart?
Yeah.
What if you could like increase the dishonesty factor a little bit and just go onto Walmart.com, but make use of the inspect element function in your web browser, slightly tweak the price code.
They'll price check it on their own computer.
Yeah. Damn it.
Because I had them do that the second time. They're like,
you greasy bitch.
It's never that easy. Hey!
And it has to be sold because Walmart does actually...
Anything for a buck, you know?
Walmart does occasionally have like third-party sellers on their website. And they're like, it has to be sold by Walmart, not by a third-party seller.
Walmart's taking all my shekels.
Okay, legit.
Yeah?
I met some Israelis while I was out and about.
Oh, this will be good. Yeah.
Really nice people. Love those guys. Yeah. They were great.
Cool.
But I remember the guy said something about shekels, and I just like I was laying down on my bed doing something, and I just remember like burying my face in my pillow, just like
not to laugh.
Like silently screaming, just like, oh my God, he said shekel. Like I didn't actually know that
the
that was like
talking
the,
about rubbing the shekels
I didn't,
together.
I didn't know that was the form of currency there. Yeah. I actually looked it up. I was like, oh shit, it's actually the shekel. Holy shit! Like dude, it like blew my fucking
mind.
Oh
God, that's great.
It was insane.
William, no, shut it down.
Shut it down.
Dude,
yeah, it was mind blowing. It was insane. Sorry, to completely derail.
No, that's completely fine. That's how the show is founded,
no, that's,
right?
This is the shit that I need to know.
The shekels are a real thing.
Dude, yeah, because
that's actually one thing I was going to say is I have never seen an actual or heard
Let's
of an actual
see what
shekel.
A shekel looks
dude,
like.
Yeah, look up what a shekel looks like,
did.
Dude. It has to be a small gold coin.
Oh, well,
I did actually find an Israeli nickel, though, one time.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And also, I have a Liberian $5 coin at home.
A $5 coin?
Which
oh,
I did the...
Inflation.
Okay. I did the conversion rate. Guess how much it's worth U.S.?
Like 10...
6
no,
cents.
Nine, 6 cents.
Wait, what is?
A $5 Liberian coin.
Wow. That's fucking nothing.
6 cents.
Holy shit. This is what a shekel looks like present day.
So it's kind of a copper coin.
It looks
kind
of, yeah. It looks like a 1 yen coin. Honestly,
sort of does, yeah.
Have I
other than
the
Yiddish writing?
Any yen?
Have you guys ever seen yen?
I saw.
I've seen one, yeah.
I saw a 1 yen note once.
Dude, I have literally.
I thought the 1 yen was a coin.
Yeah, yen are coins.
Maybe it wasn't a yen.
There's like yen bills, but
oh, maybe okay. I thought all the yens were coins, like the Canadian loonies.
Loonies.
No,
how can you expect
two yen?
How can you expect
Japanese currency? So,
yeah.
Like,
I'll say, how do you expect to take the Canadian currency seriously when they call their dollar the loonie?
Because they start out with loonies, then it's toonies,
because it's
two loons, threenies, and fournies. My God, it's just ridiculous. I made all this shit up.
I was about to say, please tell me that's not six. That's fucking stupid.
Loonie and toonie is a real thing, though.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that.
Because the toonie is two loons on the $2 coin.
Fucking Christ.
Which actually would be kind of handy to have, would be a two. Bring back the $2 bill, honestly.
Oh, it's back.
Well, that's right. They do actually have a very limited. I do occasionally see ones with new printings on them.
Yeah,
seriously?
Yeah, like a 2013 printing of a $2 bill.
That's fucking
weird. I thought, because they stopped for like, what, about 8, 10 years?
I don't know if the production ever stopped, actually.
Oh.
Because
remember, I used to have a couple of them that were like mid or like early mid 90s production and then nothing. I never saw them again. And then all of a sudden, oh, yeah.
I don't think they made it anymore. I think they wanted to phase them out. And then they were like, well, people like them, so fuck it. Let's bring it back.
They did stop for a while.
Yeah.
They stopped in 1966 and then they were done for 10 years and then they brought it back for a cost-saving measure.
Hmm.
But it really does need to come back.
Yeah, it's great.
And you know who's helping to get this $2 bill back out into the wild?
Hmm.
Weed stores. Not even kidding you. They will give you $2 bills as change, like, fucking that.
Because that much less bills they have to count out.
Yeah, and you don't even have to ask. And, you know, less counting for for those guys over there is really for their benefit.
Yeah. It's really helpful.
They need all the aids they can get.
They can't see during the daytime. It's just all a haze.
Well, I can hardly see. I'm so Chinese.
But it's just a bunch of Chinese people working on the district and dispensaries?
Well, I mean, you know, cheap labor.
It's not the railroads we're making here.
It's not the railroads, a metaphorical railroad.
I'm pretty sure every time I've gone into a weed store, everybody there had a man bun, even the women.
What the fuck is with man buns? Can we stop?
Yeah, and yeah, please.
Can we stop?
That's one thing I didn't like about the Game of Thrones recently is Jon Snow gets a man bun.
Yeah, it's man bun fever.
Yeah, Jon Snow gets a man bun.
I could have fucking had one in middle school.
Could have.
And I would never have done it because it is stupid as shit.
My friend John does a man bun, and I constantly just berate him for it.
Because
he has like dirty blonde hair, so it just looks filthy.
Aaron Kitchen, tiny Aaron Kitchen, play the drums. He has like super long hair now. He like puts his hair up in a ponytail when he works.
Christ.
I'm waiting for the day he comes in with a man bun. And then I'll just come up behind him with a pair of scissors. Sneak attack. Cha!
Yeah.
No, just kidding.
You think it'd be easier with a ponytail, though?
It really would, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's...
But it's more to grab with a man bun because you can just grab the whole ball at once.
I don't understand the male ponytail either. That's... Yeah.
Well, it gets all that hair out of your face. But no, guys shouldn't have that long of hair to begin with.
I mean, if you wanted to go and drag, then yeah.
You're only allowed
to
get
a wig.
Yeah.
That's true. You're only allowed to have a ponytail as a man if you are either in a death metal band... some other metal band, or a dungeon master. That's it.
Speaking of dungeon master, are we going to play D&D or what, man?
No.
Better.
I have pounds of world building material.
Yeah, boy.
I have backstories that go back to like the founding of the country. I'm like, come on, man.
Do you have sculptures?
No.
Do you have a dice tower?
I don't have that time of time.
Okay. Dice tower is really easy. You can make them out of Legos.
What the hell is a dice tower?
It's something that you put you throw the dice in the top, and then they fall out the bottom, and it rolls it for you.
Okay,
that way you can't say that, oh, the dice are rigged.
Yeah.
Or somebody's got a throwing technique down or something like that.
Dude, yeah, I have
throw
enough.
Throw 20 for days.
I have enough Legos that we could, like, craft one of those.
Absolutely.
Speaking of that kind of stuff, there's a place actually at the mall now. It's got, like, have you heard of, like, those, like, real-life escape room things?
No.
Okay, basically...
Oh, yeah, the VR Escape the Room games.
Yeah, basically...
It's VR?
No, it's not VR. It's actual, like, they lock you in a room.
Yeah, 30 minutes in a box. Basically. No, it's like an hour in a box or something.
Yeah, basically, they take you into this thing. It's like a pre-built, like, room and that kind of stuff. There's, like, different clues and things. Like, have you ever played those Escape the Room games on your computer?
Yeah.
It's basically like one of those, but live action.
Yeah, it's like $30, and they lock you in a room for, like, an hour.
And you have an hour to escape.
Dude, I think we
there's
should,
one
do,
of those
we
in the
should
mall.
Do it. In the mall?
Yeah.
Man, we got
like
do
right
that.
Next to Macy's.
I want to go.
I do too. Fuck? And they said it's like there's the one that they have right now in there is like it's like a pirate ship jail themed.
That's
okay.
Weird.
So it's like you got to kind of find your way to work your way out of the jail and out. It's like two or three different rooms.
Oh shit. Oh, so you
have to work your way out of one room to get into the next and then you have to move on to the next room after that.
Oh damn, this sounds cool.
And then you're out. And so
do we get to role play?
We could.
I'm sure they can give you a costume if you pay them like an extra $5.
Or you could just come in a costume.
Bring your own costume.
Yeah. But no, I was like, we should totally do it. They say they recommend at least two or three people, max group of, I think, six or eight.
Yeah.
Can you imagine just getting a crew of eight people trying to figure out how to get out of
a
room?
The more actually, people, and I, failing. Yeah, it would be
I think a small, tight-knit group would be the best. But like around Halloween time, there was a couple different places that were doing that, similar types of things down in like the North Portland area.
Huh.
I really wanted to go, and Teresa's like, no, I don't want to do it because I know I'll just, you know, I'll just end up not cheating. Well, yeah, either cheating or I'll end up just panicking and it'll just be you doing everything.
Dude, I miss Scream at the Beach. That's
oh,
what I
God,
miss. That
yes.
was so sick.
Wait, did they kill it?
Yeah, now it's all
well,
down
now
in
it's
like
just shitty.
Well, no, they don't even have it anymore.
Really?
Well, they have like some little Sprite Town thing at Jansen at Jansen Beach. And even that actually not anymore. I think actually the closest you have to go down to I think like the Expo Center, not Expo Center, the Rose Garden or Moda Center. Whatever.
Fucking
what bonus. The hell? It doesn't have a name anymore.
It's the Rose Garden.
The big ass stadium next to the fucking bridge.
Yep.
That thing.
Okay. Yeah. I think the Rose Garden had at one point some sort of like a multiple haunted house thing.
They call it the Moda Center now.
I know, but it's still the Rose Garden to me.
So you mean the Moda Center.
The Monas.
Yeah.
anyway.
And then there's one, like, the people that used to do Scream at the Beach do it all the way down, like, Tualatin now.
That's dumb.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dude. The early years, those first years, they were fucking good. They had so much money, they were just pumping into it.
Yeah. I remember the time that basically it was you, me, Andrew, and your 4-H buddies. We were all like wandering around there, and then we went to Target and we're wandering around. They had like the two loss prevention people like just following us through the store, and we recognized that they were following us. So we just in turn turned around and started following the loss prevention people throughout the store. There was like a mob of like 9 of us.
That's weird.
Just following the LP people everywhere, and they were like getting all annoyed with us, but we were just like, what? We're just wandering around looking through the store.
Such a fucking weird night, man.
Yeah, that was great. That wasn't the night that you brought Allie. That was a different night.
Was that weirder?
No, that was the night where we... Yeah.
That was where we were like sneaking out trying to make out while everybody was fucking...
Yeah, we were
just dogging
us. We went from...
just trying to...
From Scream at the Beach to... We tried walking over...
Action, you bitch.
That's not the only action you were getting. No. But yeah, we walked from there to like the Starbucks. We were like, some coffee sounds good. But then Starbucks was closed. And then we walked to Home Depot.
Coffee sounds good. We were like, what, 15?
15, 16, yeah. Well, the girls wanted coffee.
I hadn't drank any coffee at the age of 15.
Anyways, the girls wanted coffee. And I was like, whatever. Maybe something sounds good. I don't know. Anyways, so we walked over there. They were closed. And then we were walking back from Home Depot, which was nearby. And then we got about halfway back and we're like, oh, shit. Ben and Allie aren't with us.
Yeah,
what
we
the fuck?
Snuck into a shed.
They snuck into like one of those sheds outside the Home Depot. And then we're like, because earlier in the night, Allie had made jokes. So basically, be like, are you guys going to come to our baby shower? It's in like, April or May.
Shit.
And then on the way back to Home Depot, because they're like, okay, that was the last place we saw him. I'm like,
it was like
minute.
October. So it was like a perfect like eight months.
It was like 8.5 months from the day she said, I'm like, and I realized this and I told that to everybody and like, oh shit.
So Drew rallies everybody in together into like a troll party and just they just come and just
and then
eventually find us
because when we start getting back up Home Depot, they start, you know, all of a sudden coming out of the shed and we're like, oh, congrats Ben, lucky bastard, congrats. And he's like, for what? We're like, you know. And then we got in the car.
My dad. My dad asked me like a question, and everyone was just like, "You know," just like this massive scream,
like in
so
unison,
bad.
Like cult, like it's like because we were in the car. We're like, "Yeah, congrats again, Ben." He's like, "For what?" He like turned around, screamed, as we're like, "You know," like all in unison, like six of
it
us.
It was weird, man.
That's
it was
awesome.
Eerie.
Holy shit!
Oh, good times.
I love that
story.
You don't get that kind of coordination when you're cock blocking people anymore.
No,
damn,
it's a lost art.
You need to synchronize your efforts in order to make it extra humiliating. Everybody knows.
I don't know
that.
Why I'm good at rallying trolls like that sometimes.
You just know the mind of the troll. You have to become one with them in order to lead them.
You have to understand them in order to manipulate them.
That's true. Not necessarily.
No. No.
Stop
playing Pokemon.
Man, fuck you.
You playing Pokemon right now?
Okay, let me talk about
Let's
why Drew is so salty about Pokemon. A long time ago,
I can't believe this is what you think.
We were playing it was back when we had the trading cable, and Drew and I both needed to evolve our Pokemon, and Drew had a Machoke, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because the fighting wasn't good against good.
Well,
that's
and the only way to evolve Machoke into a Machamp is to trade.
Exactly.
Same with
my
Gengar.
Haunter to Gengar. So we traded, then traded back so we could have our evolved Pokemon.
Yeah.
All right.
And then like probably like 2 or 3 weeks later when we had almost like when we had trained him up, Drew and I went to battle and I kicked his ass with nothing but my Gengar. My Gengar completely just annihilated. Because
you focused
team.
Entirely on training up that Gengar. I tried training up everybody.
Man, he was only level 50. Fuck you.
Only. You realize they cap out at 60 or 75, right?
No, it's 100.
Depends on which Pokemon. And which Pokemon. I thought the ones we were playing were capped out at 75.
Nah.
Oh.
It was all 100. Oh. And I kicked the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Oh my god. And like ever since then you have been salty about
I
Pokemon.
Have not.
You have so.
I have not. Fuck off.
Well, just remember you being like really, really butthurt about that battle.
It's possible, but...
it's possible. No. I know you were mad.
And part of the problem was, I'm not making excuses, but yeah, when... Because fighting a normal Pokemon are worthless against Ghost, which was the problem. About half my team was normal.
Fighting and normal attacks can literally not hit them in the first gen.
Right, because they're ghosts. So yeah. You can't punch a ghost.
So what the fuck beats ghosts then? Fairy ones?
Psychic. Psychic rock. Is the best thing.
Rock. Rock and
which
psychic.
Doesn't make any sense. Rock against... Yeah. I guess if you're burying the ghost. Yeah, rock tomb.
Bury the ghost.
Well, putting a body in a rock tomb.
Rocks.
Dude, whatever. But
Pokemon
yeah, psychic,
logic doesn't follow.
Psychic was the best thing to use against ghost types.
Dude, weirdest logic against psychic? Bug.
Yeah,
dude,
that one made no
my
sense.
My Beedrill fucking raped Sabrina.
Kirsty's got a Beedrill right now.
Dude, yeah. Beedrill's the homie. Beedrill's
I want
awesome.
That guy.
Okay, when you guys would pick starter Pokemons, which types would you pick? Water,
dude,
fire,
Squirtle.
Or grass?
Fucking Squirtle, man.
Yeah.
I never really played Pokemon.
There is only one. Squirtle.
I would do.
You've never played. Download
God
an emulator.
Damn
and
it.
Get Pokemon.
I'll play
blue.
A fucking.
Yeah.
Blue.
Blue, yes. Or red. Well, actually, do both because there's.
No, just do blue.
No, because red there's certain Pokemon that do not appear in red that are in blue and vice versa. So in order to get all 151, you have to have both and trade across a couple times.
Yeah. Oh, so I'm gonna need a couple Game Boys and a.
Or just
cable,
or two
probably.
Different emulators and see
you're
if you can try
an
and do and
you can't buy the cables anymore.
Well, how do you trade with an emulator? Does it
I don't
just
know
do
actually
Bluetooth?
I don't know. Actually, that'd be
no
interesting.
I've never tried
get like
to do
your
that
two
before.
Phones going. Each one has a different emulator going. And
I'll
do that.
Try that.
Yeah. I wonder if you could do micro USB to micro USB if they make those cables.
Probably. I don't see why not.
Or micro USB to USB and then USB to micro USB adapters.
Did you guys ever play Harvest Moon?
Yes.
No, what the hell is that?
There's a new game on Steam called Stardew Valley, and it's basically Harvest Moon. Except
yeah.
with like
no,
more
I,
options.
I played
more
Harvest
bullshit.
Moon up until the time when you got the second year where you have a kid. Because it took me so long to get past that first year because I did everything I could to woo the one really, really hard to get one. The redhead one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the other two were boring and dumb.
Well, there's like the farm girl who's literally so basic it hurts. And
yeah.
Then there's like,
and then
who's the other one, like the emo or?
Yeah, there's like some goth chick, the farm idiot,
like
and
the
then the one
girl,
who's actually intelligent.
The one who's like, yeah, the scientist. That's
that
what
was
it was.
The
like
one
the,
I was talking about,
yeah,
the redhead scientist,
archaeologist
chick. Yeah. So I literally would spend days mining every square inch
babe.
Of everything.
Yeah.
And I don't know about all that because it was computer graphics for kids, so yeah. I wouldn't really know. About what
well,
you're about
back
that.
Then, when my inferior mind.
Okay, fair enough.
Everyone had inferior minds.
But yeah,
dude,
you know, it took so much fucking work to get that to work.
Did
because,
you ever get it to work?
Yes. You had to like do archaeological mines for days and days and days. Not even joking about that. You had to literally go.
That's brutal.
Days at a time, trying to find not every because you had to find every fossil, and there's like 20 of them.
Shit.
What
really?
The fuck is this game? You're mining, but it the cover
no,
looks
dude,
like it's farm
weird,
animals.
There's, yeah,
it's weird.
You're running a farm, but you can also go fishing. You can go mining. You can ride a horse around. You can have livestock, crops, all the works.
Can you go to the moon? Because
no.
Moon is in the title. And
no, I don't know.
Well,
where...
that's misleading as fuck then.
Well, because the Harvest Moon is an actual thing in
yeah,
old school
yeah.
farming. So
that's actually
yeah,
what
Harvest
I got.
Moon is a...
That's what I got what redirected to in Wikipedia when I...
not the game series.
Unfortunately not. I had to click disambiguation.
You're making me want to pull up my GameCube now, Ben.
Did you know they are...
Dude, get Stardew Valley. It's like $15. Cheap.
They have Harvest Moon for free.
Yeah, that's fair.
Do you hear their...
better graphics, more bitches. You can even fuck dudes.
It comes with bitches?
Yeah.
What about... It comes with bitches, but what about hoes?
And they hoes. They got a hose.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
This one, bitch.
They're,
definitely a hoe.
They're revamping the NES.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
And it's like the NES
like
Mini.
Dude, that's
which
so
is like
cool.
40%. It's only like 40% smaller.
But it's still noticeable.
I wonder if the cables are proportionally shorter, too. So you have to sit like
you have to sit on
you have to
the
sit
TV.
Like 2 feet. Because I think the NES cables were only like 3 feet long.
They were not substantial.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, that was the thing is, the TVs at the time, the biggest TVs you could buy were like 27, 30 inches.
So when's the Retro 64 come out? Because that'll be sick.
Oh, I will buy that in a heartbeat.
I already got my
is that a thing that we know is happening?
Although, actually, all I need to really do is just buy a USB NES controller and just play it on my laptop.
Yeah. Or, you know, you could have friends and play one for real.
Yeah.
I won when it comes out. Actually, I don't know if it will.
Well, certain people don't really ever have any of their 64 stuff anymore, I thought.
What?
I thought you got rid of all your 64 stuff.
No, bitch, I still got it.
Yeah, you ain't getting rid of that stuff.
Yeah, hell no. I saw my PlayStation 1.
Oh, God. Dude, one of my friends gave me Smash Bros. For the 64 because they didn't have a 64.
I remember the one game that you never had that you got for Ozzy, we found for Ozzy one time. Actually, no, I think I got it because I found a used copy on eBay, was GoldenEye. GoldenEye 64.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I gave that to Ozzy for his birthday one year, right when he got his 64.
And we played the shit out of that.
Stayed up to like 4 in the morning playing GoldenEye 64.
Because I found Odd Job. Who was Odd Job?
I think we did Odd Job for like, you know, basically we played for like 2 hours, and then we instigated the classic no Odd Job rule.
Yeah. And no Golden Gun because too OP.
Yeah. No Golden Gun, no Jaws or...
Jaws is OP too?
Jaws
could take like twice as much punishment.
Dump an entire... I think he was the only person that could match Odd Job as far as...
Yeah.
Because it took two hits with Odd Job's hat to take down Jaws, wasn't it?
Huh?
Was Jaws... Or, was two hits for Odd Job's hat or was it just still one?
I have no idea.
No, Odd Job's hat was the only one-hit kill that you could do against Jaws. So
damn,
Odd Job's hat was a one hit kill against anyone.
Yeah, and the Golden Gun, everybody except for Jaws was that way too, because Jaws would have like a fraction of his health left.
He could like take it, but just barely.
Yeah, and you'd have to just shoot him and then smack him in the face. But
there's like a hop and a skip over to beating that motherfucker.
Basically,
you could run away and save yourself if you're fast enough, though.
Yeah.
Never played
just grenades for days.
I missed out on a lot of fucking childhood video games.
You need to sit down and just game.
You want to know why, though?
Why?
Because the progression of game systems in my house went kind of like this. Sega Genesis.
Oh, shit.
Then Xbox.
Oh, jeez.
The original Xbox? The original. The shitty one?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The fucking DVD drive on it burnt out in, like, less than a year.
That sounds about right.
And then after that, it was the Wii.
And then the PS3.
And then the PS3, yeah.
Which, don't you guys have two of those?
Yes.
That's weird, man.
Yeah.
And they're mostly just like streaming boxes now because nobody fucking plays games here.
That's what our Wii was mostly. We had our Wii, we played it for like a year, year and a half, and then we got Netflix, and then that's all we ever used our Wii for was I streamed all of Breaking Bad except for the last season on our Wii.
Christ.
I really liked playing Mario Kart on the Wii, though.
Yeah. Double Dash was the best, though.
Yeah.
Double
Dash was for the 64.
Double Dash was
the best.
No, that was the GameCube.
Yeah, that's right, GameCube.
Dude, that was the OG. Like, Mario Kart on the 64 was all right, but, like, the GameCube one just destroyed the game. Like,
yeah.
Dude, what the fuck was it? Baby Park. Baby Park
is
where you lost your fucking friends because...
Is there not Rainbow Road?
No, there was Rainbow Road.
There was Rainbow Road. It was a fucking nightmare.
But that wasn't where you lost friends. That was where you lost your soul.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. Because
the original Rainbow Road is great. It has an awesome soundtrack.
Didn't you actually one time finally complete Rainbow Road without falling off the entirety of it?
Yeah.
And won?
Whoa.
First place.
What the fuck?
First place on hard, falling off.
I got good at that game, dude.
It took you like weeks of practice to do that, though.
I had all the characters unlocked, and I had like mirror mode going.
God damn.
Yeah.
Dude, those GameCube games, I would just like master. I would play the shit out of
them. Well, you beat the entirety of Metroid Prime, the original one, in like 9 hours,
didn't
you?
I could write a fucking guide on Metroid Prime. Dude, I beat
you.
You
got like 98% completion in like 7.5 hours.
I beat the first one in 8 and the second one in 9.
Yeah.
But that was out in like playthrough 5, so that was...
Right, but that was still with like almost 100% completion.
Yeah, dude, I love those games.
Yeah.
Dude, I missed...
Did you ever play Corruption?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I never
good.
Got a Wii. That was the thing. Oh. I never...
Corruption was pretty good.
It looked good, but I didn't like and the whole, like, you have friends now aspect of it. Like,
this is a Wii game?
Whole, you're alone
yeah, it was thing. The third Metroid Prime game.
Okay.
But it worked pretty well, and the friends, you didn't really team up with them that much, and more often than not, they were corrupted, and you had to killing them.
That's true.
Well, not killing them, but...
They're like micro-bosses.
No, they
Dude,
were like level bosses.
You'll never beat Quadralaxis. Hands down, the fucking best boss. you got tired of fighting the evil version of yourself? Okay, here's like a 40-story tall giant four-legged robot that you have to climb up to fucking destroy.
Oh,
did I mention it can create hurricanes? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Awful.
Just
awful.
By like looking at the sun, it can make a hurricane or something.
No, it would just spin and just suck you in and you were dead. That was it.
Shit.
You'd take like all your health is just gone. And then Dark Samus shows up at the end just to teabag your ass. Like, fucking terrible.
God damn. That sounds like you gotta fucking be on overtime to beat that guy.
Basically.
It was hard. It was second to last boss, I think.
Yeah, because then you face like super OP Metroid Dark Samus.
Metroid, yeah, you Dark Samus just fucking did all the phasing.
Yeah.
Someday when I actually have free time, I need to play all these games that I missed out on.
We'll create like a giant, we'll create a list probably longer than your movies I need to watch list, but.
Dude, I'm not even sure where that list is.
You remember Kirby Air Ride, right?
Oh, God, yes.
The little scooter that would just hop.
Well, it was
over a scooter.
They were like hoverboard, skateboard, whatever things. And I remember we copied, was it Matt's 100% completion file?
Oh, God, yeah. Matt had everything, so we just stole his shit.
Yeah, because we didn't want to have to unlock it ourselves. Yeah. Good time.
But what about
Renee,
that
did
thrill?
You know Matt?
Well, Matt Obrey?
No.
What Matt?
Richards.
Richards.
Yeah. No, we started a second save file, each of us, to try and unlock it for ourselves.
We had our own, and then we had Matt's shit.
Which was 100% completion for when we wanted to just fuck around.
All right. Just like keep it on the side.
Well, yeah, that was
tempted
by
it. I always just played that.
I played it a little bit, and I'm like, yeah, this, I don't really want to do this. I'm just going to do this.
Yeah, just use the cheats.
No, I don't think I knew Matt Richards.
Mm.
I
knew him from T-ball.
And I got his shit from Jalen.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Jalen Eddy.
Like, he beat him up or something?
No, no, goddamn.
I'm not following
this. Jalen beat the game, gave it to Matt. Matt gave it to me.
And then I got it from Ben.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's the circle of game save lives or something.
Yeah.
Fuck if I know.
Save piracy. Well, not really piracy, but...
No, it's not piracy if you get it from your friends.
Right, and we still bought the game.
It's just called Sneaker Net.
Yeah.
Sneaker Net.
No, yeah, that's a thing.
I don't know what that is.
It comes from the days of... Sneaker Net is when you take a disc or a USB drive from one computer and walk it over to another.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like it's file transfer without doing any sort of data transfer.
Very high bandwidth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But the throughput is not really the best. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGFRadio. We're also TGFRadio on Twitter. Email us things, because you're not, we watch to TGFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGFRadio.com. Closing statements around the table.
Go for it, Ben.
Huff gas. It's good.
Don't huff gas.
Huff gas, be cool. Do drugs.
All the cool kids are doing it.
Stay safe, people. Don't do what Ben just said.
All right, we'll be back next week.
He's not a smart man.
Party on, everybody.